Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Over the past 30-some years of hearing this Christmas story, I've always heard these words in a thoughtful, reflective tone. Maybe you've done the same thing. We like to imagine this brand new mother to be perfectly calm after the most intense experience her body can endure, and completely at peace with giving birth to God. I've heard that labor endorphins are a thing, but I don't think they're that good. So when I read the Christmas story this year, I noticed where in the story this reflection on Mary happens. We often overlook it when we know the story so well, but there's a gap in time between when Mary gives birth to Jesus and when we ascribe to her this peaceful, reflective posture of treasuring words and pondering them in her heart. Now, we don't know how long this gap is. It could be an hour, a day, a couple days. We don't know if the angels visited the shepherds at the very moment Jesus was born or a little after. We don't know how far the shepherds had to travel to get to the child. We don't know. But there is some amount of time where it's just Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And that's the part of the story I've been interested in this year. Because I don't think this peaceful, reflective Mary is the full story. It can't be. It can't be the full story. Mary was human, just like you and me, a human who experienced the full range of thoughts and emotions. So yeah, she probably had some incredible endorphins and was in awe of the child in her arms, the miracle of life, the joy and relief that it was over. But what if she was also filled with fear by the child now in her care? This is her first kid, after all. What if she was overwhelmed by the pressure on her shoulders, realizing that she now held God in her hands, that she, a young woman, had to figure out how to raise God? What if, in her total exhaustion, she was doubting herself, wondering if she was up for the insane task the angel Gabriel had given her? It's one thing to be pregnant with the Son of God, for this thing to be an idea and hidden inside of your body. It's another thing entirely to hold this God in your arms and to look into his eyes knowing that you are his mother. And Mary and Joseph, they didn't have anyone. The census sent Joseph's entire family to Bethlehem. They're all descendants of David, but none of them are present. None of them made room in the guest house for these brand new parents. It's been Mary and Joseph the whole time. From the moment the angel Gabriel came to Mary, no one has understood or supported them except Mary's cousin Elizabeth. I imagine that most of this journey up until this point has left these two parents isolated, separated, disconnected. And so I also wonder, as she holds her newborn baby in her arms, if Mary felt the pangs of loneliness more than ever before, knowing that she and Joseph are on this journey alone. No one's coming to celebrate. No one's coming to help. And no one, absolutely no one, is going to understand. At some point, maybe an hour, maybe a day later, some shepherds show up. Complete strangers who Mary and Joseph don't know, but who are really excited to see them. These shepherds walk in and repeat to these new parents what the angels told them, Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. They walk up to the manger and point to the child and say, this is good news. This is the Messiah. They walk into Mary and Joseph's first moments of parenthood and tell them about a God who is with them, who has come to be with them. Now, it's interesting because God was with Mary this whole time. God was literally in her arms, in the flesh. From the moment Jesus was born to the moment the shepherds showed up, God was there. No matter what Mary was experiencing after giving birth to Jesus, God was present for it. But this year, I wondered if Mary fully believed that until the shepherds came and told her it was true. Until they preached a good word to her. Until they pointed to her baby and said, that's God, that's really God. Until they surrounded her with love and promise and hope for this child. Until their presence reminded her that she and Joseph weren't alone. This is when we find the peaceful, reflective, pondering Mary. Not after the child was born, but after the shepherd's visit. Because she was comforted. She was seen. She was no longer alone. And she knew that God was with her. On this Christmas day, you and I don't have the luxury of having the literal God in flesh to hold in our arms like Mary did. When we're in the throes of life, we can't look down at a child and know, like Mary and the shepherds, that God is there, unequivocally there. That makes this promise, this Christmas promise that God is with us, that God has come to us, really nice to celebrate on Christmas, but often really hard to believe when life hits the fan. But that's when the shepherds show up. That's when God sends messengers of this good news, people who enter into our lives and point to God's presence in it, who remind us that God is near to the brokenhearted, God has come to the lowly, God is with us as close as the child is to Mary, and we will never live this life alone. Just as it was with Mary, God is always with us, whether we recognize it or not. God has chosen to bear our human flesh, face disease and grief and pain and suffering, just like us, because God desperately wants to be as close to us as possible. But this Christmas story in Luke reminds us that God doesn't just come to us as a baby who was born 2,000 years ago. But God also chooses to come to us through the very flesh and presence of each other, through our shepherds. Because it's through our shepherds, friends, family, even strangers, that we will be reminded of God's constant presence in our lives, even after Christmas. It's through our shepherds that we will be able to feel the closeness of a God who knows the depths of our experience, even when we struggle to believe it. It's through our shepherds that we will be reminded of a God who has come to be with us, who is as near to us as the child in Mary's arms. I hope that after the shepherds left, Mary remembered that even when she felt the most alone and overwhelmed and stressed about raising this child, she remembered her visitors, messengers of God who reminded her that she would never be alone, who pointed to her baby and said, look, it's God, who showed up when she most needed it and understood God's promise for her, who reminded her that God was always with her. And that's what I hope for all of you today, too, on this Christmas day. That when you find yourself in the throes of life, feeling alone and isolated in your deepest pain, that you might look into the eyes of your neighbor, of the shepherd who God has sent to you, and know that God is here. God is near. God has come to be with you. What a beautiful thing to ponder. Amen.